Hola,
Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Pandurabindra Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 12th Chapter, verse number 16. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us and to enlighten on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam today, Prabhuji. Now I can hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Happy Ekadasi, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was a little late. 3 minutes. Please forgive me.
Okay, Prabhu.
I did send a song.
Yes, Prabhuji. I'm sharing that.
Oh, okay. You are so wonderful. Thank you.
I'm sharing that.
Oh, okay. You are so wonderful. Thank you. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I'd like to welcome all of you to participate in this beautiful part of our morning sadhana. Well, at least where I am is the morning. Some of them may be evening in India. But nonetheless, it is a beautiful, joyful journey. So I thought this song is appropriate for today's purport because these are all surrendering song, and if I don't sing every day, life will spend by and I will be wondering what happened. Did I surrender or not? Am I on the way? So these are the song that you can detect. You can examine yourself. Also, this song is very favorite song of Srila Prabhupada. I remember we used to play this every day noon time in Alachua. Gora Paho Guna bhajiya bhainu Gora paho Guna bhajiya bhainu Prema ratana dhana Elae haraino Premarata Elae haraino Ora poho Nabhaji Adhane jatana kari anate agi Adhane jatana kari anate agi Apana karama dose Apani dube no apana karam dose apani dube no kura poho na bhaji Satsanga chari kaino asate vilasa Satsanga chari kaino asate vilasa
करने लागिला जे ते करने लागिला जे कर्म बंद फाशा लागिला जे कर्म बंद फाशा तोरा पहो भजी हमारी विषय विषाम विष सतत विषय विषाम विष सतत गौरा किता नारा से मगन नहिनो से मगन बहिनो ना भजी महिनो के नो बा छे प्राण सुख पाइया के नबा छे प्राण सुख पाइया नरोत्तम दास के नगेल मरिया नरोत्तम दास के न गेलो मरिया ना भजिया मई तोरा पहो ना भजिया मई प्रेम रताना धना हेलाए हराइन प्रेम हेलाए हराइन ना भजी हमै हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद प्रभु पद प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय समवेत वैष्णवबिंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंद Dear Prabhus and Mothers, can you help me with reading the
text? Yeah, Prabhu. I would like to read the first one, Prabhuji. I do not worship Lord Gaura Ga Prabhu, and thus I became full of suffering. I refuse to accept the treasure of pure love of Krishna, and thus I became lost. Somebody else can read the second.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Number two, I reject the treasure of love of Krishna and deliberately struggle to become poor. I dived into a host of sinful deeds. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Number three, I rejected the association of the saintly devotees and instead tried to enjoy among the impious non-devotees. In this way, I became caught in the noose of karma.
Number four, Hare Krishna. I continually drank the virulent poison of sense gratification. I refused to swim in the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtana movement. Hare Krishna.
Very nice.
Number five, why do I stay alive? What happiness do I have? Why did Narottama Dasa not die long ago? Hare Krishna.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 12, entitled as Vritrasura, Vritrasura's Glorious Death. And today's text is 16. So before we begin, I would request everyone, those who are not aware, we chant a special mantra to have a clear vision, because our connection to Bhagavatam, proportion to your conscious acceptance, you will be benefiting. So how much you will take away from today's class is depends on your consciousness, level of consciousness, how pure that consciousness is. And predominating deity of the consciousness is Bhagavan Krishna in a form of Vasudev. So we are going to pray to him. Please fold your hand. You can join together, or in your sacred space, you can pray to Lord Vasudev. You can meditate on baby Krishna, on Mother Yashoda's lap, sticking out his lotus feet. Gargacharya saw those signs and quoted the name. His name is Vasudev. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Toto Jayam Udhirai Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So in the beginning of our recitation, these prayers, we are expressing our gratitude to Lord Narayan, who revealed this Bhagavatam to Brahmaji, and then Narad Muni, then to Vyasadeva, then to Prabhupada, to us. We are eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada for that. Also to Narana, Supreme Lord, Supreme Astrady Performer, Naranarayan Rishi, who's out of their kindness, they are doing severe austerity. Till today, they are in Badrinath. For our benefit, so we can go back home, back to Garden. And to Mother Saraswati, who gives us clear understanding, also built a relationship with the Lord. And Lord Vyasadeva, who out of his causeless mercy, seeing the Kali Yuga's appearance, immediately wrote it down, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, for our benefit. And ultimately, Srila Prabhupada, who translated and also gave his heartfelt commentary we call Bhaktivedanta Parapata. And I'm also grateful to Bhakti Japa Sangha group for wonderfully performing this morning sadhana. I'm sorry I don't join every day because of my preoccupation. But in my mind, I have always respect and I appreciate those who are joining. Whole world should join. So I'm also eternally grateful to them. And I'm also eternally grateful. I mean, at present, I'm grateful to all of you, those who are participating in today's class. With that note, let us begin. Sixth canto, 12th chapter, text 16. Synonyms, Vaishya, look. Can someone help me? Who is speaking to who? So I know the audience, where are you? This verse, who is speaking to who? Someone, please.
Patricia is speaking to Indra.
Vitrasura speaking to Indra. Okay, very nice. Thank you. So Vitrasura is speaking to Indra. Pasha, look, mom, at me. Nirjitam, already defeated. Satru, oh enemy. Brikna, cut off. Ayuddha, my weapon. Bhujam, and my arm. Mridhe, in this fight. Ghata manam, still trying. Jatha shakti, according to my ability. Tava, of you. Prana, the life. Jihir shaya, with the desire to take away. Pashyamam nirjitam satru brikannayudha bhujam mrite ghatamanam jathashakti tavo prana jihishaya. Can some mothers and Prabhu also recite? At least three, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Pashyamam nirjitam shatru rukna yuda bhujam rude gathamanam yata shakti tava prana jihirshaya.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Pashyamam nirjitam shatru rukna yuda bhujam rude gathamanam yata shakti tava prana jihirshaya.
Very good. One more, Prabhu, any Prabhus?
Pashyamam nirjitam satru rukniyayudha bhujanam rudhe katmanam yatha sakti avapranajihirsaya.
Thank you, Prahladananda Prabhu. You always have so much love for Bhagavatam. So, so translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Here, Vitrasura is speaking to Indra that he is a good example for Indra. Why? Because he is not rejoice or lamenting in this pitiable condition. So, this words that Prabhupada translates is very fascinating. Oh, my enemy, just look at me. I have already been defeated. For my weapon and arm have been cut to pieces. You have already overwhelmed me. But nonetheless, with a desire to kill you, I'm trying my best to fight. I'm not at all morose. Even under such adverse conditions, therefore, you should give up your moroseness and continue fighting. It's very hilarious. The person wants to be killed, asking the Indra to kill him. Purport. Dhritarashtra was so great and powerful that in effect, he was acting as the spiritual master of Indra. Isn't so beautiful, just the first sentence Prabhupada's right? Dhritarashtra, it's wonderful. He is actually acting as a spiritual master. He's teaching to Indra and to all of us. Although Dhritarashtra was on the verge of defeat, he was not at all affected. Prabhus and mothers, we are going to face our death or difficulty in life. Maybe none of you face. I do. I did, and I still do, and I will be probably doing till my last breath. This is the nature of this world. So here he says, Dhritarashtra was on the verge of defeat. He was not at all affected. He knew that he was going to be defeated by Indra. And he voluntarily accepted that. Can we? This is my question to all of you and to myself. But since he was supposed to be Indra's enemy, he tried his best to kill Indra. Thus, he performed his duty. One should perform his duty under all circumstances, even though one may know what the result will be. Beautiful. Om Ijnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatadishotarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Prabhus and mothers, this is a beautiful verse. Some or other, I get the best verse. At least that's how I feel every time. It's so wonderful. And I was meditating whole morning during Mangal Arati in our temple about this verse. In this chapter, and a couple more chapters than Dhritarashtra's conclusion will be given. If you look at entire Bhagavatam, what we generally project in life, Bhagavatam teaches us sometime upside down. Please transform yourself, change yourself to adapt it. You may be thinking, what is he talking about? Here, it is clearly indicated that a person who is not at all demoniac, also in future you'll see Boli Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj coming, may outwardly be a demon like Bhitrasura, or may be born in a family of demons like Prahlad Maharaj. Therefore, in terms of real culture, we should not be considered a demigod or demon simply according to birth. There was one Indian Mataji came, her husband was a military general in India. And I was conducting a Jyotirbhadrama study group, maybe 10 years back. So they came to visit us here because their children goes to UF. So I invited them to the class and they came. And I remember asking Mataji directly nice question, because they're very well cultured people. But deep down in that culture, beside Krishna consciousness, there is a darkness. Just like this lamp. Can you all see? I'm holding a lamp. Okay. There's one dark spot in the lamp that nobody pays attention, but because everybody is illuminated by that lamp. Can someone help me? Where is that dark spot?
Just below the lamp itself, Prabhu.
You are wonderful. Thank you. Similarly, even in Indian culture, there is a dark spot. So I asked this Mataji. She's very well educated, very wonderful. I said, I'm going to ask you a question. If this is your first time probably in America in Hare Krishna gathering, a private house gathering, we had about 30 devotees came. I used to do every Wednesday. And I asked her, if something you need to do as for rituals, say you need a brahmana to do that ritual, you cannot do on your own. And you asked me, can you find a brahmana for me in America? I say, yes, there is a Mr. Mishra or Mr. Bhattacharya or some brahmana name. He's Americanized, but his last name is Mishra. He eats chicken. I don't know his purity, but he's a brahmana. He's a born brahmana. And there is another person. So in your ritual, you have to wash the brahmana's feet and sprinkle the water on your head and take a few drops in your tongue. Will you do it, mother? She said, yes, I'll do it because I grew up in that culture. I said, good. Now, if I give you another example, there's a beef eater, born beef eating family. Mother was eating beef while the baby was in the tummy. But came in contact with the Hare Krishna. Then that boy gave up everything, became so strict, so disciplined, chanting Hare Krishna, following four regulative principles. He's not born Brahmin. His last name is Borenstein, because I know the person very well. Very sincere. So I said, can you wash, mother, can you wash his feet and drink the water? Just be honest. She told me, it'll be difficult. I don't think I can do that. I said, but he doesn't eat chicken anymore or beef. last 10 years, he strictly, completely surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord through Guru. I brought this, I wanted to test it, because philosophy we learn, sometimes it's good to test within my own heart, also asking the others who comes from that kind of culture. In his dealings, while fighting with Indra, Vritrasura proved himself a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, as soon as he finished fighting with Indra, was apparently killed, Vritrasura was transferred to spiritual world. And those who are not familiar, you can write it down, 6.13.3, in future, coming in a couple chapter, it will state Sukhdev Goswami that he went spiritual world after Indra killed him. The stories of Bhagavatam are not only full of intrigues and twists, but highly, I would say, instructive and incredibly deep. I'm sure you all will agree with that. And if not, then we need to sit down and talk. Since the goal of the spotless Purana is to establish what? Pure bhakti. As the ultimate goal of life. The various stories demonstrate how the level of your bhakti or my bhakti is defining factor in ascertaining spiritual advancement. Whatever external signs and prevailing hierarchies may indicate, Prabhus and Mothers, Prema, Krishna Prema, trumps everything. Why? Because love has a power to turn our conventional understanding upside down. Look at Vritrasura. Just by thinking this morning, I'm speaking to you, but I can see his face. He's like such a wonderful devotee, but has a demonic appearance. According to general convention, demigods are considered more elevated than demons. Yes, I agree. But this is Bhagavatam. This is the beauty of Bhagavatam. That however we find the epic account of the demon, Vritrasura, who possessed greater spiritual acumen than his demigod counterpart, Indra. As the pastime unfolded, Vritrasura's greatness shone through. I was listening this morning also. I got up a little early, before Mangal Arati, I was listening to Vritrasura's life, Prabhupada's translation. It reminds us, even those of demoniac descent can embody the highest state of devotion. If I ask any one of you here, would you like to wash the lotus feet of Vritrasura or Indra? Which one you drink faster? You don't have to answer, you think. Or if you are, you can raise hand, I'll call your name. Oh, Mother Basundara Devidas.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Undoubtedly Vritrasura.
Okay. You will be certified as a pure visionary, pure devotee. This is a perfect vision. Thank you. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, however, we find the dramatic incident of Ambarish Maharaj. Who was he? A grihastha, householder. How did he get cursed? He was being cursed by Durvasa Muni. Who was Durvasa Muni? A sannyasi. Ambarish's forbearance and saintliness foiled Durvasa Muni's angry plan. And the renunciate sage eventually sought his blessing and benediction. Realizing that Ambarish Maharaj's exaltedness. Now, custom tells us that husbands, I'm sorry, I'm not attacking any husband or wife here, but from Bhagavatam, social custom, they tell us that husbands are spiritually authority for the wife. And it is true. Majority cases we see that, even with the devotee cases. And husband provide guidance, leadership in both material and spiritual affair. I mean, that was the original purpose of Vedic wedding. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, I was listening to Prabhupada's lecture. It's a every day one lecture of Prabhupada compulsory should be there. It's very nice. Prabhupada says, very interesting. He said, we have a famous account of the ritualistic brahmanas who had devoted themselves to Vedic sacrifices. Though qualified in the orthodoxy of ritual, they had missed the ultimate purpose, Prabhus and mothers. Other hand, their wives did not go to college or school like the husbands, do not do whole day recitation, memorizing all the sloka. I'm not putting down memorizing. Those are important, but it has to be with the purpose. That is my point. Those mothers, those wives, they clearly understood the essence and the goal of the Vedas, which is to please the Supreme Lord Krishna. The wives thus shown to as far superior in spiritual advancement. Now, Brahmanas are glorified as the head of the social body, honored, worshipped for giving spiritual direction and inspiration. Lord Ramchandra gave his kingdom to the Brahmanas. He respected, we should always respect the Brahmanas. We are not putting down. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, we notice something striking. We find numerous instances where those of a lower varna, lower caste, became the instructor of the Brahmanas. Where? At the onset of the narration, we hear how Suta Goswami is not a Brahman. He is born from a very low class. The Bhagavatam that we are reciting was selected the instructor and the teacher of established Brahmanas. Shonaka, all these sages, they are all Brahmanas, high class Brahmanas. But they choose this low class born to teach them. Why? Due to his devotional acumen. Because the bhakti he has. So tradition stress respect to the elderly who are endowed with the spiritual knowledge and realized by the lifetime of experience. And the old and wise are considered natural spiritual authorities. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, however, we find the accounts of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad, who though lacking years of experience, are nevertheless considered superlative devotees and spotless example by dint of their purity of consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita nowadays, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly read the stories of Dhruva and Prahlad, relishing the amazing lessons from their lives. So according to material understanding, civilized and refined orders are more spiritually aware than simple laborers and workers. Prabhus and mothers, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, however, we encounter the story of Pela Queen Kariyar Jarabharat, previous Kento, I remember, I also gave few classes here, who systematically instructed a powerful king, Maharaj Rahuguna, on how to conquer the mind. I am still thinking of those verses, they're so beautiful. The king was flabbergasted by the wisdom he had, he heard from the palanquin carrier, and immediately humbled himself before the simple laborer who had carelessly mistreated and offended. Now, back to this, how this Vritrasura's pastime relevant to our life right at this moment. So I have created a small PPT PowerPoint presentation. Hopefully it will please you and please Prabhupada and Radha Krishna, then I'll be happy. Please pay attention. At least one person tell me if you see it. Yes,
Prabhuji, we can see that.
Okay. So my first question is to all of you, what is the lesson behind the story of Vritrasura and Indra? What is the lesson you're taking away for months? Maybe 1 month, I'm not sure. Chapter 7 to 13, I put that second slide, 7 to 13. What I take, very interestingly, I'm sharing, and then end of the, or you can raise your hand, or end of the presentation, you can please express what lesson you take. Whether we do mistake in life or we do right things, from both, we need to take a lesson. Committing mistake is not a big deal. Prabhupada says it's a human error. But not learning a lesson is a big mistake. With Vritrasura and Indra's pastimes, many chapters, 7 chapter to 13 chapter, seven chapters. Is the story an illustration that sometimes no matter how hard we try, we just cannot avoid some of the things which are considered horrible. Prabhupada and Mother, this is from my own life experience I'm expressing, which was illustrated in Srimad Bhagavatam, that soul living in the material world risk committing sin at every step. Every day I drive from my home to temple, I kill probably, I don't know, hundreds of ants. I have no idea. Did I think? I think many times. A lot of bugs, a lot of things. Oh, Prabhu, don't worry about it. No, why not? We should be concerned. We should be chanting, then they will be benefited. But what protects us is the purpose driven. What purpose I'm driving now. No matter how hard we try to avoid that, our lives are like walking on an eggshell. I don't know if any one of you ever did, but I was watching a little skit somebody sent. Like, how scary to walk on eggshell. But that's how I feel in this material world. So, I need some help. Can someone help me to read this one?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
What purpose is driven by Vritrasura? What purpose is driven by Indra? Is our yatra purpose driven or driven by something else?
Or I'm just saying that is our life purpose driven? Can somebody give me some clue? is, what purpose is driven by Bhitrasura?
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, I think Bhitrasura want to go back to Godhead.
Wonderful.
Go back.
And he accepted all the struggle. Okay, what purpose is driven by Indra? Someone else? Please help me.
Sense gratification. He wanted his kingdom back.
But he had this before. And he had a trouble before. You are 100% right. He wants it back. Knowing, but he cannot see that it will get again lost. I mean, it will be eventually lost. He will be dead or he will be out of position or will be driven by the some opposition. Thank you. Can someone read this, please? So my question is your life purpose driven right now?
Earlier it wasn't. Now at least by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we know what the purpose should be. So we should strive for that.
Who is speaking? I'm sorry, I cannot see with the
Hare
computer.
Hare Krishna. Vasudhara Devi Dasi.
Very nice. Very good answer. Okay. Can someone read this, please? I'm giving you why purpose has to be very clear.
Define your purposes. Write a purpose. Oh, I cannot see the next word. Write a purpose.
You cannot see? Statement.
Oh, statement. Statement. Okay. The more specific, the more powerful.
Yes.
The shorter your statement, the better. People remember slogans, but a slogan you cannot measure, and therefore, in addition of a slogan, you need a purpose. All elements of your purposes must be included in your purpose statement. Members and spiritual maturity are measurable.
Thank you. So more specific, the more powerful. Okay, Prabhu, what's going on in life? Just hanging in. That's not a good answer. I mean, I give also that answer, but I don't give any more that kind of answer. What's going on, Prabhus and mothers? Heart struggle for existence. If our focus is shifted from the purpose, we will face trouble like Indra. If our focus is always targeted to the goal, purpose, then you can cross every struggle easily. This is important. Can someone read this, please?
Hare Krishna. Go ahead, Mataji. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Never let one become a serious devotee without understanding the purposes.
This is a little off. Thank you. This is a little oxymoron. You cannot be serious unless you know you are driven by purpose. But just to scare, or I hope it scares some of you. Now I put it here. Start with why, not with the what. Why means, what is your cause? Why do you want Krishna prem? Why you want to be Krishna conscious? Ask this. Why do I live? What's the purpose of living? Ask this question. Prabhus and mother, please do ask this question to yourself. Don't ask somebody else. Do you know why I exist? Don't ask somebody. Ask yourself why you exist. And then you'll find how the process, the specific action to realize the why. And then whatever you do every day will have a meaningful, because you answer why. And this is what we teach in our, I'm involved with them, ISKCON One Ministry. We teach there also to the devotees. So, Prabhus and Mother, if we do not have a
purpose driven, targeted. You cannot measure 5 years from now where you want to go, how much you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, how much you want to advance in chanting. You have to have a goal. You have to. If you don't, it will go flat or down. If you do not have purpose driven, you will go flat or down. There is no way you will go up. I have done a lot of research on this from a senior devotees in this area, Alachua, in order to present this. So this is, a previous one class, I also made a point. What purpose given in Srila Prabhupada's book? These five purposes. Be aware of Krishna relationship. Become his devotee. Serve him. Surrender to him. And share this knowledge or distribute this knowledge. Can someone read this, please? This is Prabhupada's.
Yes. Example based on BRS Shraddha to Prema and Bhagavad Gita 18.65 to 69.
Mataji, the BRS means... BRS means
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry. To bring people to Krishna by teaching them how to practice devotional service, inspiring them to join the society of devotees and deepen their Krishna consciousness by using their energies and abilities in life to glorify the Lord and become pure devotees. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Thank you. Now, sorry, I did a mistake. Hold on. How did I do that? Okay, this is one slide. I forgot to put it. Let me see if I can create that. Just a second. Just 1 second. Because in order, you gave a good answer why Indra is doing for sense enjoyment and what is Vritrasura is doing, what he's doing. And he's doing for eternal happiness and Indra is doing for temporary happiness. And Indra already faced trouble. Okay, is that visible? Can you see?
Yes, Prabhu.
Can someone read this? This is from Path of Perfection, Srila Prabhupada explains.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
The word rasa means taste or mellow. We enjoy sweets or candy because of their taste. Everyone is trying to enjoy some taste. And we want to enjoy sex because there is some taste there. That is called adi taste. Material tastes are different because they are tasted and quickly finished. Material taste lasts only a few minutes. You may take a piece of candy, taste it and say, oh, that is very nice. But you have to taste another in order to continue the enjoyment. Material taste is not unlimited, but real taste is without end. Spiritual taste cannot be forgotten. It goes on increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this taste is always increasing. Spiritual taste is like the ocean in the sense that it is very great. The Pacific Ocean is always tossing, but it is not increasing. By God's order, the ocean does not extend beyond its limit. And if it extends, there is havoc. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there is another ocean, an ocean of transcendental bliss, an ocean that is always increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam rat ashvadanam sarvatam snap. Snappanam param vijyate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. By chanting Hare Krishna, our pleasure potency increases more and more.
Srila Prabhupada on the path of perfection. Hare Krishna.
Very good. So Mataji, which path you are choosing? Candy temporary or ocean of bliss?
Ocean of bliss, Prabhu.
Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about Vitrasura. So we have some idea where we should go. And I'm going to ask the question from you that where Vitrasura did, you already answered in a nutshell, but a little more explanation. There's a three photo here where Vitrasura, one chapter explained that Vitrasura, how he appeared and how he is attacking Indra. He even swallowed Indra. And then it ended with, he left this world. Nobody saw his happiness, but we know, and Bhagavatam gives, that he drowned into unlimited happiness. So now I'm going to take a little journey of so far what we studied on Bhagavatam. And before that, I'll talk about Srila Prabhupada in the purport says that it's very difficult. When difficulty comes, like Indra, when difficulty comes, when challenge comes, sometimes we are bewildered what to do. Can someone read this one, please?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Kim karma kim akarmeti kabhayo api atra mohita tatte karma pravaksyami yasyantva mokshe asubhat. Translation. Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you shall be liberated from all misfortune. Bhagavad Gita 4.16.
Thank you. So this is a fact in our practical life. It is not some like philosophy in the sky and I am on the ground. I don't see the connection. No. The philosophy is our life. We have to connect it. That's all. Either you lead a life with devotional philosophy or you will. Everybody, even homeless guy, because I personally interviewed them, lead a life with non-devotional philosophy. I spent 2 hours with the one homeless guy one time and talking different subject. My God, he knows so much. But of course, it's all garbage in one sense. But my point is either we adopt devotional philosophy or we will leave non-devotional philosophy. That's the only choice we are making. It's not like something, oh, it's so hard, the philosophy. It's not hard. You have a non-devotional philosophy also. You go with the crazy. People go crazy with that. At the end of Mahabharata, I remember when Yudhishthir was lamenting that many people were killed because of him. And everyone was consoling him. That time, rishis, sages, Vyasdev, even he tried, even Krishna did, said that just by going to forest, karma fall is destroyed. Then all the animals, if by going to the forest, karma fall is destroyed, then all the living entity, I mean, in a form of animal, would have been liberated. And I'll never forget that discussion. And then Bhima said, at the end, now you are fighting war within your mind. You are losing it. How many of you felt like Yudhishthira Maharaj when he was in that? We do sometimes. Good thing is not all time. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj heard it, he started countering. This is what we need to do. It went on and on. No conclusion is made. Lastly, everyone went to Bhishma Pitamaha. You all know. First Canto 9 chapter. who initially taught various school of thoughts, but at the end, he said, most important thing is Lord wanted this battle to happen. You are part of it. Now Lord wanted you to become king, so try to be part of Lord's plan. It is difficult to understand Lord's plan, but if we act according to Lord's plan, then all auspiciousness will be there. Prabhus and mothers, we are talking for ourselves. So Bhishma Pitamaha said, I had difficulty service to fight against Lord, who wanted to do that. But I did that and see what the result. See the mercy of Krishna. He has come right now. As I'm leaving my body, he wants to give me his darshan. How fortunate I am. If we can somehow or other adapt this attitude, that aligned by Krishna's will, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will, Prabhupada's will, then we will experience happiness before we leave this world. Another devotee, please. One more devotee, please. Can you read? No one?
May I, Prabhu?
Yes.
Srimad Bhagavatam 6.11.21. Rudrasura asking Indra to kill Gramya Pasha so he can go back home, back to Godhead.
Hey, you read my short note. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. Aham samadhaya mano yataha naha sankarshanas tacharanaravinde tvatvajra ramaho lulita gramya pasho gati muner yami apavidda lokaha. Translation. By the force of your thunderbolt, I shall be freed of material bondage and shall give up this body and this world of material desires. Fixing my mind upon the lotus feet of Lord Sankarsana, I shall attain the destination of such great sages as Narada Muni, just as Lord Sankarsana has said. Purport. The words Aham Samadhaya Manaha indicate that the most important duty at the time of death is to concentrate one's mind. If one can fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu, Sankarsana, or any Vishnumurti, his life will be successful. To be killed while fixing his mind at the lotus feet of Sankarsana, Rudrasura asked Indra to release his vajra or thunderbolt. He was designed to be killed by the thunderbolt given by Lord Vishnu. There was no question of its being baffled. Therefore, Rudrasura requested Indra to release the thunderbolt immediately, and he prepared himself by fixing his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. A devotee is always ready to give up his material body, which is described herein as Gramya Pasha, the rope of material attachment. The body is not at all good. It is simply a cause of bondage to the material world. Unfortunately, even though the body is designed for destruction, fools and rascals invest all their faith in the body and are never eager to return home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful, Mother. Thank you. So this is a very interesting. That Bhitrasura, what Indra is thinking, Bhitrasura is going to cheat me again. We do, Prabhu and Mother, when challenges or any trouble comes, we think like, oh no, I'm going to suffer now. Why we are thinking like this? Because it's like a habit we built up. We need to let go. So Indra is thinking, Bhitrasura will make the thunderbolt useless, even though he heard that with the thunderbolt he could kill. And Indra come up with the idea that by displaying his power, again he will attack me. But Bhitrasura assuring, hey, don't think like this, that I'll do this. Hear about my determination of mind. Just as my Lord Sankarsana has said, fixing my mind on his lotus feet, I will attain the destiny of the yogis. So I'm going to do that. Why you worried about I'm going to attack you? My body, which is material news, should be cut off by the force of your thunderbolt. I have renounced the wealth of three worlds. This is the clue that he has renounced the, is not the things we have to give up, is the attraction of those things. We are living in the material world. We have to deal with the material things. It is not anything wrong, but not to give up the thought or obsession is the issue that bhakti is supposed to destroy that. Okay, one more verse. Someone else, please.
Oh my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to servant of your eternal servant who find shelter only at your lotus feet? O Lord, O my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attitude. My words always glorify those attribute, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. And if you really deeply think, is this the prayer of Bhittrasura? Sounds like a Braja Gopi's prayers. One Acharya actually commented, this kind of prayers, how can Indra even think of attacking him? These are very deep emotional prayers. In the previous chapter, same Bhittrasura is speaking, that Indra did not throw the thunderbolt. So Bhittrasura then thought, oh, what will I say to this rascal Indra who sees everything materially? I'll make a request at the lotus feet of the Lord. The moment he thought, he had actually tears on Bhittrasura's eye. Seeing the Lord appear through his meditation, even though right in front of Indra, literally he meditating and he sees the Lord right in front of him. Thus he prayed, he offered that prayers. I will again become the servant of the servant who takes shelter only of your lotus feet. Please say why there is such delay, Indra. I'm tormented out of longing. And guess what the Lord replies? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Lord replies, very soon I'll bring you to my side. Please ask for a boon. Then Bhittrasura offered this second line. May my mind remember you, Lord of my life. May my words sing your qualities. May my body massage your feet. Fan you, give you betel nuts. This is the prayers of my mind, voice and body. Aham hare tava padai kamula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya. Manasmare tasupate gunante grinita vaka karma karoto kaya. So this is what he wants. But Prabhus and mothers, please remember, whenever you pray, if you want to subdue the mind, always have to have a negative and positive. This is positive. Let's go to the negative. What he prayed, what he doesn't want. You have to do this. See, this is previous one is 24 and this is 25. Every prayers you will see there is a positive and negative. Then your mind will be under intelligent and facing Krishna. Someone else, please help me with this.
Nanak prushtam na cha parmeshtam na sarvabhomam narasatipatyam na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va samanjasatva virahayam akanshe Oh my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in the Dhruvalok, the heavenly planets, or the planets where Lord Brahma resides. Nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Beautiful. It's so beautiful prayers. These prayers, we should hold it in our heart, both negative and positive. Just like the other day I was listening, Prabhupada says, he also said, positive and negative. Say, my Lord, yes, the Omkar is non-different from you, but I am addicted to the beauty and you have a beautiful form. Omkar doesn't have a beautiful form. Therefore, I'm focusing on your form more than Omkar. It's beautiful, positive and negative, side by side, Prabhupada says. So nice. Somebody raised hand. All glories to Shiksha Gurus, all glories to Pranam.
Okay. Hare Krishna
Prabhu. Yes.
In the last verse, it was saying that, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet.
Yes.
I didn't.
Okay. Liberation means separate interest. What is the main component that for us to get the false ego? Everybody wants to get rid of false ego. But what is the main cause of getting the false ego? Separate interest. Separate interest. Krishna wants you to enjoy, but with him in a spiritual world, in a spiritual way, not with the matter. But the moment the soul desire to enjoy separately, the moment, that is the misuse of free will. So liberation means going back, but going back where? To the service, not separate existence. That's why liberation is condemned in that sense. But those who are devotee, they will get liberation automatically. Just like you were going to honor prasadam. And if you say, I want to honor prasadam. And somebody say, please sit down, I'll serve you prasadam. Now, do you have to tell that person, please give the prasadam on a plate? I'm asking you, mother. Do you have to tell the person, make sure you put the rice, dal, everything on a plate. Don't just bring it with the spoon only. Or they will bring in a plate. What do you think?
I mean, it is the devotee courtesy. They know what it is.
Correct. Even outside the restaurant, they give you a dish. You know, yes, they give you a plate.
But the moods are different.
That's true. So my point is, plate is like a liberation.
Okay.
We don't need to ask. To serve Krishna, you will be next to him. So you are already getting one kind of liberation, you can say, Samipa. Samipa means living next to him. Yes. And without looking at him, how are you going to offer it? So Sharupa also you're going to get. Shasti, you will be there with him with all the opulence it requires. Shalukya, residing on the same place. Those we should not ask for. This automatically comes, but we don't want, without service, we do not want any of those liberations. Service is our main. Service is the real ticket to go back home, back to Godhead. Service, 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 like hammer it. We are servant. Our relationship with the Lord is service. Does that make sense? That's why liberation is not wanted.
Yes, Prabhupada. Also, I understand that liberation means like, I mean, there is no service, no seva.
Correct, 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 correct. You got it. Very good. Very intelligent. You got it, mother. Thank you. Okay, one more verse, please. Anyone?
May I, Prabhu?
Yes.
Avidvaneva matmanam manyate nisham ishwaram bhutai srujati bhutani grasate tani taisvayam. Translation. A foolish, senseless person cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although always dependent, he falsely thinks himself the Supreme. If one thinks, according to one's previous fruitive actions, one's material body is created by the father and mother, and the same body is annihilated by another agent, as another animal is devoured by a tiger, this is not proper understanding. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself creates and devours the living beings through other living beings. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.12.12. Hare Krishna.
Very, very good. Very good. Thank you. So here, because the Mimamsa school, I studied that, where it says the Jiva, living entity, is the cause of creation by his own actions. Jiva, you know, living entity thinks. I mean, we do think. In the karmi world, in this world, everybody thinks like this. I have to earn money. I'm going to control my bank account. I'm going to, when I drive, I'm controlling the steering. But it seemed that the forefather, maybe the other creator or destroyer. Well, I just saw a snake eating a frog. So who is destroying that frog's life? Is it the snake or the God? Well, the answer is the Lord creates and destroys, but he creates and destroys not directly, but through his agent called other living entity. So this is the teaching, because I'm going to ask you a question after this, where Vitrasura elaborated very nicely. Okay, one more verse, please. These are all Vitrasura speaking.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Srimad Bhagavat 6.12.22. Sorry, Prabhu, I don't know what it is.
You can just go to the sloka, don't worry.
Yasya Bhakti Bhagavati Harao Nishreshe Bikri Dato Mritam Bodhau Kim Shodrai. Translation: a person fixed in devotional service of the Supreme Lord Hari, the Lord of the highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean of nectar. For him, what is the use of the water in small ditches?
Very good. So it is understandable that you are indifferent to the enjoyment of heaven. Then what is the fear of Indra? Why Indra is afraid of Vitrasura? Knowing that he already expressed he's not interested, but still the fear is there. We also do have that Krishna will protect, but still we have a fear. Why? We'll discuss that. Okay, next one more. I think, yeah, this is the last verse. Good. One more.
O King Parikshit, cover of enemies, the living spark then come forth from Vitrasura body and returned home back to Godhead. While all the demigods looked on, he entered the transcendental world to become an associate of Lord Shankarsana. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you, Madhav. Okay. So when Vitrasura, now the question is, when Vitrasura swallowed Indra and his elephant. Can you imagine how big that body is? Indra is not like my size. Indra is giant body. And his elephant, Airavat. Vitrasura swallowed both. And he thought, there is no one else to kill me. Vitrasura was thinking, why do I need to give up my body? By the then
nobody will kill me, so I must do something. I should do some yoga. So he went in a yogic posture. Then Indra, at that time, he did not die in the stomach because also he has a Narayan Kavacha from the bones. Then Vitrasura went to Samadhi. He was meditating on the Lord. He was not aware what happened with this body. This, let this body drop. I don't want it. Indra is already inside my stomach. He's not going to kill me. Nobody else is there to kill me. Now what we do? So at that moment, Indra tore open the abdomen of Vitrasura, who was unconscious, came out. Not unconscious, but he was in meditation, but he didn't know. And cut his head off. And this you're going to see end of this chapter. So this should be understood from the comparison of cutting off of a mountain peak. His manifested spiritual body, Atmajoni, became separated from his gross body, then attained the Vaikuntha of Sankarsan beyond the material world. So here I ask the question, who is the maker of Indra's or Vitrasura's destiny? Or who is the maker? Are you the maker of your destiny, Prabhu and Mother?
Yes, Prabhu, one's own karmas creates the, what you call, the reactions out from one's actions, and that's how one's destiny is made.
So you are creating your own destiny. Are you saying that?
Yeah, by way of my actions, because I'm using the free will in such a way that, you know, I'm creating the destiny or the output myself.
Okay. If nobody opposes her opinion, then you all agree with her, I'm assuming.
But of course, it is a super arrangement of Krishna. One acts that way. For example, in case of Ritrasura, in his previous life as Chitraketu, he was a devotee. There was no way that he can make a comment about Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati Devi. But it's an arrangement of Krishna that such a kind of a pastime has to happen, because there are some instructions that you'd like to give away to the devotees there. So definitely the action, that's how the action happened from Ritrasura. From that side is what I meant. One's actions create the destiny. But overall, the supreme authority is the Krishna's arrangement. Why one acts like that?
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, my Agyan Prabhu. This is my basic
understanding. This is good understanding. I want to hear also if everybody agrees, or I'm asking to everyone, are you making your destiny, or your life is already destined? You are facing it.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
I think Mataji,
the second point that she made, it's ultimately Krishna's decision. It's my free will to think, but ultimately Krishna's decision. Makes the destiny. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
So you are not creating anything. You're not the maker of your destiny. Yeah, are you trying to say that also?
I'm making, yes, I initially me, and the decision is by Krishna. So
wait. I'm confused. So you are acting, you're not making decision? Krishna is making decision for you? No, I mean, literally, you pound it on your thinking. What do you say? Am I the maker of my destiny?
Yes, Prabhuji. Ultimately,
is your life also predestined?
Prabhuji, can I answer?
I'm coming back. One second, Mata. Is your life predestined, or you are making your destiny? Or both, or one, or two? Okay, Mother Sushilpa, you think for a few moments, and then let's see, Mother Binita Gandharvike. Yes, Mother.
Yes, Prabhuji, we are not destined. Like, Krishna is the one who is making everything for us. We are just We are just trying to endeavor to do something, but then it's ultimately what Mataji is also saying is ultimately Krishna is the one. I'm thinking, oh, I wanted to do next this. I wanted to do this. It's ultimately Krishna is the one who is making everything for me.
Krishna is making everything for you. You're just doing little things. So is Krishna mother? Sorry, don't feel bad. I'm attacking you. Is Krishna making decision you to be in the Zoom today? He made the decision?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Because
he did.
See, Prabhuji, he decided me to, he allowed me to be here. I could say like that. He
there's a big difference. Allowed and decision is too different. You say Krishna decided for me to be here or Krishna allowed, that means somebody else made the decision.
Prabhuji, if the word or term decision is taken, I took the decision to be in here and Krishna helped me create the situation for me to be here.
Yeah. Okay. Getting better.
Sorry, Prabhuji.
No, this is getting better. Very good. Let's hear.
I think Mataji answered very well. That is what the point is.
Okay.
Yeah, hi Krishna. Hi Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanvar pranams.
Give me one second, mother. Some raised hand. Let me hear from them and then I'll come back to you. Prahladananda Prabhu.
Dhanvar pranam Prabhuji. At the end of Bhagavad Gita in 18.63, Bhagavan Krishna told Arjuna, iti te gnanam akhyatam guhya guhyatam maya vismrujyad asesena yathachisi tatha. So Lord Krishna left everything for the Arjuna to decide. Right? Similarly, in our life, Bhagavan Krishna has given us free will. And we have to make our own destiny. I have to decide whether I want to go to Bhagavan Krishna's service or I want to enjoy my senses. So this is, Bhagavan Krishna has ultimately given us decision for us to make. He will not make this decision for me. I have to desire. I have to make my decision. That's what I understand, Prabhuji. Dhanvar pranam.
Good. 1863, you are saying that Arjuna has to decide. So we are making our decision. Okay. That's here, Mother.
I have a question. Prabhuji, I have a question on this. So is Krishna not helping us to do the good, giving us the intelligence to decide the proper one?
Mother, you are very intelligent. I'm not going to answer right now. Let's hear. Maybe somebody already has the answer. I just want to hear from them and then we'll come to the conclusion.
Okay, Prabhuji.
Because I know you are very intelligent. You cannot stop thinking about it right now. You already found the answer. Let's come. Mother Pooja? You have to unmute, Mother Pooja. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, I am always looking for your class. And today I am very much fortunate to listen Srimad Bhagavad Gita from you, Prabhuji. My answer is this, Prabhuji, that first of all, mercy of Guru and Gauranga is most important. And because of the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we make our free will towards to serve Krishna. I mean, they gave us Prabhuji, Hindi mein batati hu, Prabhuji. Matlab hamari jo free will hai, wo hume Krishna ki taraf mod de, aisi kripa Guru Gauranga karte hain. Aur hamare karam us tarah ban jate hain कि हम अच्छे कर्म करते हैं और हमारे कर्म कृष्ण की तरफ प्रेरित हो जाते हैं इस तरीके से. तो गुरु और गौरांगा की मर्सी बहुत जरूरी है. सबसे पहले राधा दामोदर की मर्सी भी चाहिए, बट पहले कृष्ण गुरु एंड गौरांगा की मर्सी बहुत जरूरी है. प्रभु जी से फिर हमारी फ्री विल कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए बढ़ जाती है.
तो माता मदर पूजा इज सेइंग दैट आवर डिजायर when we adopt Guru Gauranga's instruction, advice, then it has to align. My personal desire has to align and then it will definitely be perfect. Okay. I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm just going to just wait and see. It's very interesting because this is has to be thoroughly in our head before we proceed to our spiritual world. Okay, and the next one is all glories to Shiksha Guru Pranam. I have no idea who you are.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Mother, you have name?
Yes, Rinki.
Rinki, okay. Mother Rinki, go ahead.
Prabhuji, it is like some, according to my situation, I feel like I have a desire. I have a like, but then so many, and also I can see the Lord Krishna through the situation is created like that, because ultimately, maybe we can cause the immediate, but ultimately he is the cause of causes. That's what I believe. And I believe that also we have a weakened desire, but same time also see the karma also there side by side. When we are doing the bhakti, devotion, the karma also there side by side. So sometimes karma also, like we get diverted to continue the bhakti life. And I need help for that, Prabhuji. I don't know how to deal the both.
Good, thoughtful expression. Hold on to it, Mother. I'll come back. Mother Sukha?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranams. Sorry I interrupted earlier. I was just trying to say that I think when Matajis were mentioning decision, I'm thinking they are thinking of sanctioning, like Krishna is Upadrishta Anumantacha. So he is sanctioning our actions. And like the verse, Karmana Devanetrina Jantur Dehu Upadite says, so karma, like our karma, and also Devanetrina, like the Supreme Lord's will, play a role in our next, what our fate is or prarabdha is, like what kind of life we take next birth. The devotee is actually, like Vinita Mataji was saying, the devotee can make use of proper intelligence or improper intelligence, depending on their free will. But Krishna provides the opportunity to the devotee to gain proper intelligence. But the devotee has his own, minor free will there. So if they turn away from Krishna and make a wrong decision, depending, on what can be sanctioned, the Supreme Lord allows for it. And if not, even like for example, even if a student may be working hard day and night, sometimes they may not see a great result due to whatever reasons. And so the sanctioning part, that's actually done by Krishna. And we're just entitled to the activity itself, but not perhaps the results of the activities. So that's my understanding. And I was just wanting to add that I think Mataji's, when they said Krishna makes the decision, were also trying to mean something like this. So thank you.
Yes. And I agree also, Mother Binita Gandharvika Devi Dasi is actually very intelligent. She just want to steer it up. So let's see. Sukhakar Prabhu, nice to see you. You are on some planet somewhere, looks like. You have to unmute, Prabhu.
My iPad is not working. That's why this is the iPhone, so I'm not able to show the real things of this. I don't know, I have to ask my daughter or my grandson. Sorry, it's not any planet. I'm in Chennai, Prabhu.
Okay.
Prabhu, actually, the question was asked by Vinita Gandharva Mataji, that why Krishna is not making us intelligent enough to choose the right one. She was asking the question. For that, what I can see is that success is only in our endeavor and effort. If the people have to have the wrong definition of success, then they will be also have the wrong definition for failure. According to the scriptures, success is not the result. Success is not the achievement. Success is not what you get at the end. That's not what defines success. According to scriptures, teachings, success is in your endeavor, intention, effort, the character that goes behind, and the noble thing you are trying to do. At once, you are invested all the things, but whatever the result may be, actually inconsequential, is already a success. When a devotee has done everything as per the scriptures, he has passed in front of Krishna. So because in reality, none of us are in control of the results. There are other factors in the universe beyond our control which are affecting the results that we gain. So I find that if a devotee has followed as per the Guru Shastra, Krishna is giving a Guru, Gita is giving Shastra, Krishna is giving devotees. So we are supposed to go and do it. But if you are choosing wrong, how can we say why Krishna did not give the right thing? Krishna gives the right thing. Krishna gives intelligence. Krishna gives scriptures. But that minute intelligence, if you misuse, Krishna is not responsible. That's what I feel. Whatever I stand by Sukha Mataji, what she told me.
Okay, good, good, good. Thank you, Sukhakar Prabhu. Mother Susmita.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. What I feel, Prabhuji, we should have the desire. Then when Krishna thinks that it is favorable for us because he is our father, then he will give that opportunity to us to serve.
Is that okay if I scare you? I mean, you think Ajamil fall down is chosen by Krishna? You said whatever is good for that soul. Ajamil was a religious person.
But Prabhuji, I think Prabhu Ajamil, that time he didn't desire that he wanted to serve. That he distracted. That was his. That he acted on sense gratification, and he bewildered. But when we have a desire to serve Krishna, means when we have initially we have to show interest and we have to surrender. Krishna, I really want to serve your devotees. I really want to serve you. When we have to put some sincere efforts, Prabhu. If Krishna finds okay, then only he will sanction it, Prabhu. What I
okay.
Think I do.
Now you changed it. Good, good, good understanding. Because he dwell more on the sense enjoyment, and Krishna thought, as you said, Krishna thought, well, you cannot think of me and sense gratification simultaneously. You want to give which one? The soul, Ajamil choose sense gratification. They say, Krishna say, okay, apahanan. Apahanan means forget about me for now. So that's very good. Good, good understanding. Actually, you all have a good understanding, some aspect. But let's come to this conclusion. Mother Sri Ishopanishad.
Hare Krishna. The Lord is so very, very, very merciful. It's amazing that his mercy allows us to be able to interact with him personally. So he gives us this independence. So we can, you know, we get up and we say, okay, today I want to interact with Krishna. He's there all the time. He's Antaryami, he's everywhere. He's there all the time, but we've been given a choice. We can, by his mercy, he doesn't want to force us to interact or be with him. He wants us to do it because we want to, because we love him, because he loves us so much. So I love that about the Lord. I love it that he gives us this independence, because some days I'll say, wow, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'll say, wow, did you give any time to Krishna today? He was calling out on you. Did you acknowledge him? He's right here. And, I love that, because he gives us the opportunity to correct and to do it again the next day or the next moment, the next hour. I love that independence. He gives us the free will to choose, to make that choice.
Mm.
Hare Bol, Hare Krishna.
That's true. Good understanding you have, that you are appreciating the independence, free will. Even though it's little, minute, but still it has a tremendous value. It is the only value we have. Otherwise, what is that in matter and us? Is that the free will? So thank you. Okay. All glories to Shiksha Guru again, Mother Rinki, and then followed by Dr. Prakash Parekh.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for letting me, giving me opportunity again to ask. This is like, Prabhuji, I have been I feel like I'm losing my identity. I mean, I don't know where it's coming from, but I feel like I don't have even the spiritual identity. I know the Nitya Dasa, that's we got